Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting second. The center fielder, Boots Day. Batting third. The first baseman, Mike Jorgensen. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ron Fairley. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Bacabella. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Hector Torres. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Torres. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Mike Torres. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The first baseman, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Carmen Fanzone. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Gene Heiser. Batting eighth. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fergie Jenkins. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Fergie Jenkins. And now, play ball. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hunt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jenkins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Day moves to third. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Fairley hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Day scores. Jorgensen moves to second. It's 1-0, Expos. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Singleton strikes out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Bailey hits a fly ball into left field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Kessinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn Beckert batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Torres fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Beckert moves to second. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Monday hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Beckert scores. Williams moves to second. It's Expos, 1, Cubs, 1. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Fanzone hits a pop-up towards short. Torres settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Williams moves to third. Monday moves to second. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams scores. Monday scores. It's 3-1, Cubs. Gene Heiser is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There goes Cardenal. The throw from Bacabella and he is safe. Cardenal steals second. Gene Heiser is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Heiser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bacabella hits a fly ball into right field. Heiser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Torres hits a fly ball into right field. Heiser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Torres hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hundley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Expos 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hundley hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Jenkins strikes out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Kessinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Torres fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hunt is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunt hits a fly ball into left field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Day hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jorgensen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hundley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fairley hits a fly ball into right field. Heiser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Expos 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Beckert is 0-for-1 in the game. Beckert hits a fly ball into left field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Monday is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Monday takes first base on ball 4. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. There goes Monday. The throw from Bacabella and he is out, Hunt applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Singleton is 0-for-1 in the game. Singleton is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Bailey batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bailey hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Cubs. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Bacabella is 0-for-1 in the game. Bacabella hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fanzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Torres is 0 for 1 in the game. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Expos 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fanzone is 0 for 1 in the game. Fanzone hits a fly ball into right field. Fairly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Cardenal is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops it up and throws to first, with Torres covering, for the out. Two outs. Gene Heiser is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Heiser is 0 for 1 in the game. Heiser takes first base on ball 4. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hundley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Torres is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Torres is 0 for 1 in the game. Torres hits a fly ball into left field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 2 in the game. Hunt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Hunt. The throw from Hundley and he is safe. Hunt steals second. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Day is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Day takes first base on ball 4. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jorgensen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jorgensen takes first base on ball 4. Hunt moves to third. Day moves to second. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Fairley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fairley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Singleton is 0 for 2 in the game. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Expos 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jenkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Jenkins strikes out. 1 out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Beckert is 0 for 2 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Kessinger moves to second. Joe Gilbert now pitching. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kessinger scores. Beckert moves to third. It's 4-2. Cubs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Monday hits a fly ball into right field. Fairly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Becker tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 5-2, Cubs. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Fanzone is 0-for-2 in the game. Fanzone hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. John Strohmeyer now pitching. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Cardenal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Cardenal hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Bailey batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Bailey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Bacabella is 0-for-2 in the game. Bacabella hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jenkins fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Hector Torres batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Torres is 0-for-2 in the game. Torres hits a fly ball into left field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Expos 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Heiser batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Heiser is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Heiser takes first base on ball 4. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Hundley is 0-for-2 in the game. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Strohmeyer fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Jenkins is 0-for-2 in the game. Jenkins takes first base on ball 4. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Kessinger is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Strohmeyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Jim Ferry pinch hits for John Strohmeyer. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Ferry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Hunt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a fly ball into right field. Heiser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Day is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Day hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first, with Jenkins covering, for the out. Ferry moves to second. 2 outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Jorgensen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jorgensen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Expos 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Tom Walker now pitching. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Beckert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops it up and throws to first, with Walker covering, for the out. 1 out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Torres settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Monday is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There goes Monday. The throw from Bacabella and he is safe. Monday steals second. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. There goes Monday. The throw from Bacabella and he is safe. Monday steals third. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Fanzone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fanzone takes first base on ball four. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Cardenal is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Fairley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fairley is called out on strikes. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Singleton is 0-for-3 in the game. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Bailey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bailey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Expos 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Heiser batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Heiser is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Heiser hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hundley is 0-for-3 in the game. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Torres scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Jenkins hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Kessinger is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Bacabella is 0-for-3 in the game. Bacabella hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cardenal. Bacabella reaches second base with a double. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0-for-3 in the game. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fanzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Bateman pinch hits for Tom Walker. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Bateman strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hunt is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fanzone juggles the ball. That's an error on Fanzone. Bacabella scores. Hunt moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-3, Cubs. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Day is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Day hits a line drive towards short. Kessinger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and Montreal Expos, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.